Hello, and welcome to the St Ninians Community Church Lent Podcasts. Thank you for listening. It's Graham here, as we begin a new week of podcasts and start a new week, waiting to see whatever God may have in store for us as we go to work or stay at home or whatever else we will be doing this week. Our first reading for this week comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 26 to 31. It says, "Remember, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in the world's eyes, or powerful, or wealthy when God called you. Instead, God chose things the world considers foolish in order to shame those who think they are wise. And he chose things that are powerless to shame those who are powerful. God chose the things despised by the world, things counted as nothing at all, and used them to bring to nothing what the world considers important. As a result, no one can ever boast in the presence of God. God has united you with Christ Jesus. For our benefit, God made him to be wisdom itself. Christ made us right with God. He made us pure and holy, and he freed us from sin. Therefore, as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord." You know, I was that guy at football who, when everybody was being chosen for the team, I would be chosen last. Or in reality, not really chosen at all, but just the last boy standing that someone had to take in their team, usually with a bit of grumbling and complaining. I was never good at sports. I was never good at football. I could never kick a ball, and nobody ever really wanted me as part of their team. And I hated it, as we had to choose teams from week to week, and I knew that I would be one of the last to be chosen. How good it is to know that we have a God who chooses the nobodies. And when he picks his team, he is happy to have on board those who the world easily ignores, overlooks, and doesn't particularly rate. The passage that we read just a few moments ago reminds us that actually the majority of people that God chose to reflect his kingdom were nobodies. The insignificant, the untalented, the people with no voice or power or influence or significance that the world would even notice them. And that can be quite a humbling verse to think about, because sometimes we want to think we're chosen because of our qualities or characteristics or good points. But Paul reminds us God can choose people who are nothing in order that he gets the glory and he gets the praise. He said the same, of course, about his people Israel in the Old Testament. He reminds them in Deuteronomy, "The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for his treasured possession out of all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. But it was not because you were more in number than any other people that the Lord set his love on you and chose you, for you were the fewest of all peoples. But it is because the Lord loves you and is keeping the oath that he swore to your fathers." It's the same principle. He didn't choose Israel because they were the biggest, strongest, mightiest of people, but he actually chose them because of their smallness and their insignificance. Yet from them, he wanted to change the world, and from them would come the promised Messiah. But God doesn't just leave it there. Look what Paul says he does with us when he chooses us. It says he places us in Christ. He unites us with him, establishes us in him to bring to nothing the things that the world considers as important. You see, God's kingdom is always most powerful when it is a grassroots movement working from the ground up. And he takes people like us, the nobodies, the insignificant, the powerless, the little people of the world. And he situates us in Christ that we become salt and light, or the yeast that works through the dough, effecting change, making a difference, and making something that is real and will last forever. So today, as we begin a new week, let's not kid ourselves that we're clever or strong or capable, or feel that God somehow needs us and we're God's gift to the kingdom. But let's acknowledge instead our insignificance and our littleness, our weakness and our need to depend and rely solely on him. And let's unite ourselves with him and let's see what he can do in his strength and authority as we seek to influence those around us and bring change that will be for the good of his kingdom. Let's pray together. Father, as we begin a new week, we ask your blessing upon us, that as we return to work or whatever other duties and situations we face this week, we pray, Lord, that you would bless us and be with us, protect us and watch over us. Father, we may have qualifications, we may have experience, we may have wisdom, we may have some money, we may think that somehow, Lord, we have something to offer you in your kingdom. But as we begin this week, we're reminded by this passage that you choose us because of our insignificance and our weakness, that instead we may rely on you as you unite us and place us in Christ. And so greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So Father, we ask your blessing upon us. We ask that, Lord, you would help us to be people of influence and significance, not because of who we are, but because of who you are, and because you are ruling and reigning and living in us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.